Just setting the scene, I'm here at the New Vic Theatre in Newcastle-under-Lyme to speak to a young actor who's starring in the play Quality Street, which is going to be starting at the New Vic Theatre on Friday the 3rd of March. I haven't seen the play yet, so I'm intrigued to find out a bit more, so let me introduce you to Aaron Julius, who's going to be playing the character of Valentine Brown. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, lovely to meet you.
And it's great to meet you too, and I believe this is your first time at the New Vic.
This is my first time at the New Vic, and in Stoke.
Wow, what a treat for you. And of course, Quality Street, it's a co-production between the New Vic Theatre and Northern Broadsides, and I think that you're more familiar with Northern Broadsides, is that right?
Yeah, so I've done a production of As You Like It with them.
So let's talk about the play, Quality Street, written by J.M. Barrie in 1901. And we do, of course, know J.M. Barrie as the author of Peter Pan, but he wrote this play first, didn't he? So, Aaron, what can we expect from the play?
You can expect raucous behaviour, exciting and vivacious characters, and you can expect to be taken on a real roller coaster journey.
So tell us about the main characters.
So there are three main characters. There is Phoebe Throssell and her sister, Susan Throssell, who run a school for unruly children. And Phoebe in particular is a big dreamer. She's got dreams of marrying someone of quite high esteem. She's got dreams of being a strong leader. And then there is Susan, her sister, who has kind of consigned herself to a quieter life. And then, of course, Valentine Brown, who is a big dreamer, big ambitions, and wants to go and fight Napoleon in the Napoleonic Wars.
Right, okay, so you're telling us about the first part of the story. So, the character, you, of course, play Valentine Brown, and I've heard he's a bit of a scoundrel. Maybe you can enlarge on that. But how have you developed the character of Valentine Brown, and have you based it on anyone?
That's really interesting. So reading the script at first, I was like, okay, he's cheeky, he's got a lot of wit, he's got a lot of ambition, he's quite bold, he's also quite gullible, he's also a big charmer. And I thought to myself, okay, if I'm going to bring myself to it, which of course you do, I'm a Scouser, you've just got to bring that Scouse charm, the Scouse wit, and just embed the character and myself into each other. So when I think of characters, I sometimes think of, you know, like Will Smith in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I've got that kind of cheeky chappy, but with a bit of heart and soul as well.
So is it a part that you're enjoying playing?
Oh, I love playing it. I love playing Valentine Brown. I think he's taught me a lot about actually being brave and what it means to achieve something in the real world. You know, we live in a world where everything can be achieved at the press of a button in bed on your phone. And actually, like, he has ambitions to physically do things that hold him at a high esteem. So for me, I'm like, that is something we can all take, me especially, into my life and go, what do I want to achieve? What do I want to do with my life that will actually elevate me internally and externally?
Wow, that's amazing. And it always amazes me how the actors here at the New Vic have so many talents. You find them acting in one scene, and the next scene you spot them again in the chorus and they're dancing. And then they're singing like a lark, and then you see them playing an instrument. So have you got any special talents?
Special talents. I can sing, I can dance. I'm trained in stage fighting, so I know how to use axes, rapiers, daggers, and I can do the occasional breakdance, if that helps.
So are we going to see all of this in Quality Street?
You will see everything except the breakdancing.
That's the bit I was looking for.
No, you'll definitely see a lot of multifaceted actors and skills being utilised. Yeah, because it is that kind of play where, it, as I said before, it is raucous, it is big, it's loud. But at the same time, there is a beating heart at the centre of it. So we bring it out to then bring it in and find the nut within the chocolate.
Well, let's just talk about you for a bit. So you graduated from RADA in 2019. Fantastic. What have you been doing since?
So since graduating from RADA, I have I've done a few plays in the Liverpool Everyman. I was in Death on the Nile, Kenneth Branagh's Death on the Nile. I was in Death in Paradise. It's a lot of death-related titles. And I've done a radio play.
Yes, there's a theme developing, isn't there? Yeah. But I also read that you've done some TV.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So Death in Paradise, yeah. I flew over to Guadeloupe in the Caribbean during COVID, which was really lucky, actually. I went from masks and a lot of restrictions and lockdown to open beaches, blue skies, blue water, and rum.
Very nice. So do you prefer TV or theatre?
I think they both bring different things. I prefer the process of theatre. We get the chance to explore and dig into characters, and we get the chance to explore and dig into themes and context a lot more than in television. I think television's more imaginative. I think with their budget, there is the possibility to be in Middle Earth, and then you can jump into World War II, and then you can jump into the Ice Age. Whereas with theatre, you've got to think much more like what is achievable. So I think they both bring different things. I enjoy them both. I'm greedy.
But at the moment, of course, you're concentrating on Quality Street. And when you hear those two words, quality and street, together, you think of chocolate, don't you? So what's the chocolate connection?
The chocolate connection is that the chocolates were actually named after the play, which was surprising to all of us because we would have assumed that the play was named after the chocolates. In fact, the play was that popular. It made Jay and Barry a millionaire, the first millionaire playwright. And obviously the play was then that popular, and so was he, that the chocolates were named after the play.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? That's a great fact. So the play's travelling around the country, and the New Vic is, of course, Theatre in the Round. Are the others Theatre in the Round?
This is the only theatre in the round. So, yeah, we're blessed to be here and to start the tour here.
And do you have to change anything with it being Theatre in the Round to ensure that the audience sees the play at its best?
Yes, you do. But I think it's more natural because we live in a 360 world anyway. You know, we don't really live in a 2D end-on world. So it's nice to be able to bring the play to life in a real life setting. What I suppose you have to take out, it's more stripping away the idea that I'm doing a performance in front of one side of the stage. It's actually, we are moving and we are circulating with the energy of the audience.
Yeah. So in your opinion, what's special about this play and how would you encourage people to want to come along to see it?
What's special about the play is that at the core of the play, there is a message about love and our perceived ideas about what love is. And again, I will go back to the fact that we live in a very technological world where people meet each other at the press of a button and we don't get the chance to actually explore and dig into who people are. And I think this play really digs into what does it mean to garner relationships? What does it mean to actually grow and spend time with people that you love and want to build connections with? We have spent long enough in our houses watching TV. Come and enjoy some live theatre. Come and enjoy being moved, being excited, laughing, crying by real people in front of you. Enjoy that energy. Come and get some chocolates. Come and get some entertainment.
I heard you say come and get some chocolates then. So I'm sure that will encourage everyone. We hope that everyone comes to see the play. Aaron, thank you so much for talking to me today. And thank you for giving us a bit of a sneak preview of what to expect.
You're more than welcome.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm very much looking forward to Quality Street, which is a co-production between the New Vic Theatre and Northern Broadsides. You can see it at the New Vic from Friday the 3rd of March to Saturday the 25th of March, and it sounds like a play to really cheer you up. Nothing like a good old giggle and a bit of chocolate as well to just make it even better. So go to thenewvictheatre.org.uk for more information or to book tickets.